Time now for your comments. We've been flooded with responses to my interview with former Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz on yesterday's show. We talked about realism in foreign policy as well as Iran and Iraq. Derek Marr posted this comment about Ambassador Wolfowitz on NPR.org. He is not an expert, but an ideologue interested in reimagining recent history in order to retrieve his justifiably sullied reputation. All he did in this interview was sidestep the real questions, resist the very obvious and natural flow of the discussion, and attempt to portray himself as a statesman. Please bring us real authorities who can stimulate legitimate reflection on these complex questions. We had many letters about the tone of the interview. Some appreciated my line of questioning. Here's what Susan Weston in Redmond, Washington wrote. Thank you for being so persistent with your respectful but earnest line of questioning, especially in the face of his rudeness and attempts to spin his answers. But to many listeners, I came across as downright rude. Here's what Richard Norris from Denver, Colorado had to say. I was disgusted with Guy Raz's so-called interview with Ambassador Wolfowitz. An ambush would be a better description. I, as I suspect Ambassador Wolfowitz was led to believe, thought the topic was his views on realism in foreign policy. I expect much better from NPR. And Craig Spooner commented on NPR.org, there seemed to be a basic misunderstanding about the point of the interview. Mr. Wolfowitz wanted to talk about the thesis of his recent article. Mr. Raz wanted to pull everything back to the Iraq War. I understand that impulse. Even Mr. Wolfowitz said he understood it. But the result was an interview that made me feel embarrassed. We welcome and read all of your letters, comments, and constructive feedback. Please write to us. Go to npr.org/contact and follow the instructions to comment about Weekend All Things Considered.